where can you invite more fun, more ease, more flow into your big goals? And mm-hmm. how can you step back and say, how would I need to support myself around this to make it fun?
Yes.
To create a more condensed container where I can really show myself what I'm capable of, because you're going to use whatever time frame you give yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm more accountable when I'm doing it with someone else than I am to just setting that goal for myself.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie, because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I am not alone today. I have one of my besties on here, Lindsay Schwartz. And today we are talking all about how to better support yourself. Lindsay, why are we having this conversation?
Well, we have literally been having this conversation with ourselves, between ourselves, in the we forgot how many days it's been. It's been like 4 days we've spent together consecutively. And as we talk through these things, we're literally living the exact view that we want to show everyone else of what it really looks like to support yourself around going after really big things and supporting yourself through sometimes really uncomfortable moments and decisions. And I think together are realizing more and more and more how much we don't want to do things alone.
Okay, so we want to talk about all of the ways that we have recently supported each other in ourselves and that maybe in the past we would have not done. Why don't we just start with kind of even just what has recently happened when I ended up getting a speaking gig and I was so excited about it, except I also haven't spoken on a really big stage for a while where it's just me. I got to speak at your event, which was amazing, but it was Q&A and I'm very comfortable in Q&A. I'm very comfortable in that element and I like thrive in it. Now, keynote, I love it, but it also, it's one of the hardest things for me that I do is put together a talk and deliver it. So it's funny because I was thinking, oh my gosh, should Chris come with me? Should I invite Lauren, my assistant? Like I didn't want to go alone because I know that I get really nervous. And it's funny because while, yes, I would have loved to turn it into a girls trip, I also was like, I don't want to bug her. Because I know that you're busy and I know that like, I don't know if that sounded fun. Like, can you come like support me and like help me backstage and like do a bunch of stuff for me? And I was like, oh, I don't know if I should ask her that. And yeah, I just didn't know. And how did that come up?
Well, I keep remembering back to one of the most fun trips we've ever had together was when I did invite myself along when you were speaking at Create and Cultivate.
Thank God you did.
Because I said, who's going to be there to celebrate? This is a huge opportunity. Who's going to be there to make sure you celebrate this milestone? And so when you said you had
you are.
Together, I was like, guess what? Hello. I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
Her name starts with Lindsay. But when you shared about this speaking engagement, I even had the thought. I was like, oh, if I can go, that'd be really cool. But what happened was we knew that our husbands were going to be going away together. And you were like, why don't we turn this into a girls' trip?
Yes.
And it was an easy yes.
So let's talk about that, because the moment that you said that, I had a feeling in my body where I was like, why didn't I ask her that? Because that's actually what I wanted. I even had the thought of this could be a really fun girls trip. Like it's in Dallas. We could book some really nice dinners. I always know that we're going to drop into incredible conversations. I know that you know what it's like to give keynotes. So, you know, sometimes I need space around it in the beginning. I need a little bit of quiet time. I'm probably going to need to walk in the morning and have some like support around certain things. And it's that moment of looking at where we don't ask in our lives for the things that we actually want. I'm trying to figure out why I didn't ask you. I really think it was because I didn't want to be a burden. And that felt like a burden to ask you to come there and support me. And it's funny because when I switch roles, it sounds fun to me to go and do that with you as well. And so I think this is the first stop that I want to make for everybody is where could you reimagine? I know you love that word. Where could you reimagine a really supported, fun life or way of doing something that might really normally scare you or feel uncomfortable? And how can you give yourself extra support around that or turn it into something that can be multifaceted? Like we had one of the best trips ever. I felt so supported. I had so much fun. I even like from stage was watching you, incorporated you into the talk a few times. It felt like it was just me and you talking and I felt so grounded. I just felt like it was one of the best experiences that I've had speaking because I made it fun. And you know, speaking should be fun, right? So like, why aren't we reimagining these things?
And I want to underline too for everybody, what's the thought, the fear that's right there when you think of a way you do want to support yourself? And like you said, in this situation, not wanting to be a bother. Usually for me, these are things that are patterns. They show up over and over again. I don't want to bother someone. I don't want to overextend myself. I don't want to overstay my welcome or other people are busy. It's the thought that comes up right when you think about asking for help, asking for support, specifically around if you know you want more supportive friendships in your life. What's the story you tell yourself about why you can't, or what stops you from thinking that people would want to say yes? Because on the receiving end, I was so honored, so excited. It was the most expansive weekend for me for other reasons. We'll record another podcast. It really was something that you didn't even know the opportunity you were inviting me into.
That makes me so happy. And I was thinking, I was just trying to think of the things that could maybe stop somebody either from asking or from going. And I know that you and I have been having the conversation. And even for you, you were like, oh, well, sometimes I worry about, and hopefully you don't care I'm sharing this, like outshining people. That's like a fear of yours. And maybe for someone who is speaking, that could be an actual fear. Like if I invite my friend, this weekend is really going to be kind of about me or like supporting me. How is that going to make them feel bad? You and I have had so many conversations like this that feel so freeing. Like you have that feeling too. And what could that look like? And, you know, I'm just thinking of when I get to go with you on different speaking things or when I am at your event, literally, I take it as, because you are the shiniest. You are the shiniest there. You are. And
bring
you should
shades,
be. And
everybody.
It is like,
bring sunglasses.
And anyone who's been there knows, like, she's a stand-up comedian and a transformational speaker all in one. And it's something to witness. And for me, like, I think it's that moment of when you see your friend and what is possible and the opportunities that your event opens up for me. And just like, oh my gosh, there is so much that comes with not only being the person who can ask their friend to come and support, but being the support, there is always something there. There has never not been a miracle when I've been at your event or been able to speak there or been able to watch you or be backstage with. There's never not been a miracle for me, which hopefully this doesn't sound like, hey, yeah, do it because, you know, something's going to happen. But something's going to happen. Something is going to be profoundly shifted. You're going to learn something. You're going to witness something in your friend that is in you that's going to make you realize like you either want something or you want to play bigger in a certain area, or there's so many gifts on each side. So I just want to free anybody up who's listening to like, maybe I don't want to do that because of this or whatever that looks like.
And we kept saying all weekend, why did we ever think we could or needed to do this alone? And it started to spill over in, even into some other goals that we have. And I had shared with you a really big goal I have of not just finishing my second book this year, but I said, specifically, I want to create it where it's really fun. And I want to do a writing retreat. I'm going to take myself on a writing retreat. And we hesitated to even say this on the podcast because now it's recorded for everybody to hear. But we upped the ante a little bit and I'll let you share what we're going to do, because what we want this to be is we want to show everyone how fun and how supported these really big goals can be, because it starts to actually demolish the timeframes you think things have to happen in, how they have to feel, and if you have to be lonely or not, or do this on your own. There's parts of the journey you kind of do on your own, little parts of it, but it can be so much more supported than you think.
Okay. So she had said that kind of like taking yourself on a retreat and wanting to write this book and a lot of the things around writing your book or writing a book, but specifically for you, it's like, it could take a lot of time out of certain things. And a lot of reason why books can feel daunting is they take so much time. And what could happen if you could collapse that story and like not do that?
And you shared with me something that radically shifted my mind about when you were finishing your book. This is important to share too, that you wrote a bulk of it in a short number of days because you had to.
I wrote 8 chapters in about a week because I was over deadline and I had to. I was already over deadline and had asked for like this extra week because I had gone on a trip. That was a very important trip. It was like a remarriage of really good friends at the time. And I almost couldn't not go, except I had kind of extended this book to this point. And another thing real quick, just to tell you what actually happened with that book, is I had written a whole book and thought I was ready essentially, and then read it and threw that book in the trash and started over like and had less time. I told them, I'm like, no, I don't need a year. Just give me like 4 to 6 months because I have this book already. And anyway, that's kind of where I was at. So with that said, I had to learn how to write 8 chapters in 1 week. You guys, that was the pretty much almost the bulk of my book because it was the longer chapters of my book as well. And if you would have told me that in the beginning, because chapters were taking me months at that point, you know, like it was taking a really long time. And so if you would have told me that, I would have thought it was impossible. But when you actually have to do it and you set this expectation, you get it done. And so what ended up happening is I had to learn how to do that. I invited someone in. I invited my really amazing friend Heidi in, who had helped me so much with editing and different things throughout my career. She was such an amazing assistant for us for a really long time, helped out at Bliss Projects. And I called her and it was literally a 911. I was like, Heidi, I'm going to pay for your trip. I need you to come out here and hold me accountable. I'm going to write a chapter a day and you're going to edit it the next day. And then I'm going to go back to anything in the morning for like an hour, fix it and write another chapter that day. And this is what it's going to look like. Do you think that you can be the person who can hold me accountable to this? And she was like, yes. And so I was like, I can't. Do not let me not do this. Yeah. So we got on a schedule. We worked out. We wrote in different clumps, like what actually works for us. Okay, then we're going to walk. Then we're going to write again. Then we're going to do this. We're not letting a day go by. Like we're going to finish everything that we say. So I ended up doing that. And then also I was calling on the memories of, I was in a mastermind with a woman who wrote, I thought it was a day, but I remembered it was a week. She would write full romance novels in a week. All the time, every week. So she was putting these books out. She didn't have like super high sales on each book, but what would happen is she wrote so many that she ended up making this incredible 7-figure career. And so I was like, wait a minute, this woman writes a book a week.
What are we doing?
She writes a book a week because she just doesn't have a story around it. No pun intended. She just doesn't have a story around like why she can't or what this needs to look like. Like she's not holding herself to this needs to be her best life's work of all time. Because we all know that the things that impact people are different than we think they need anyway. And so that was the story that we started sharing is we said, okay, what would this look like
if we
set up that same kind of schedule that I had with Heidi, where it was like, we are both writing like a chapter a day or more. And then we stay together and we go for our walks and we talk about it and do all the things, but we know that we're holding each other accountable to X amount of words or chapters per day. And we just wrote it in a week or 10 days. Like, what does that look like? And we both committed to it. Like, we fully believe that we can do this.
Which is funny. We didn't realize. So that's not happening this week, to be clear. That's not happening right now. But right. We ended up creating this space where the guys' trip is going on. I'm even staying at the house. We just sort of like recreated what this week is going to be like. And we're getting so much done within this structure and container of the workouts, the conversations that are supporting us around some really big things that we're looking to do. And so we set dates. We're going to do this. Now you know. And now I'm going to vomit because it's out there.
And I want to be clear, like her and I have written a book. She has written a book before. True. I have written a book before. But I also, if you want your story to be that your first book is written in a week, let that be your story. And I do think that us being able to say that is coming from a place of knowing what we put ourselves through in that first book and thinking that it needed to look a certain way and be a certain way. And, you know, it's your first book. It's kind of like, oh my God, you think it's just, you have different expectations. It's like your first event. And then you do your first event and you're like, okay, all those things I worried about, I'm not going to worry about now. Mm-hmm. So we do have that freedom of letting go of that wasn't worth worrying about. So now we're really free. We have a much better sense of freedom around it. And we also are older and more experienced. So we also probably have a lot more stories to pull from in this particular arena. We feel like we have a lot to say around certain things now. So we are coming from that place. But I think a lot of you have the same things that we have, or you've done a lot before, you've done programs before, or you podcast and you can talk for hours and hours and hours. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I want to point out like that was something that really helped me with the fear around speaking on stage is I was like, Lori, you have a podcast. You can literally turn the mic on and you've been able to speak for an hour and you're afraid of like running out of things to say on a stage when the audience is giving you everything. So yes, we're going to do it.
And what we're doing is we're putting the goal out there to see who we become in the process, unattached to what it means if the whole book doesn't get finished, unattached to what it means if the first manuscript of it sucks and we do start over. And that's the point. We want to reflect that, but we also want to give everyone listening permission that where can you invite more fun, more ease, more flow into your big goals? And mm-hmm. how can you step back and say, how would I need to support myself around this to make it fun?
Yes.
To create a more condensed container where I can really show myself what I'm capable of, because you're going to use whatever time frame you give yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm more accountable when I'm doing it with someone else than I am to just setting that goal for myself.
1,000,000%. And I have been wanting to write a book, but I have been telling myself I don't have time for it. And it doesn't feel fun, because I know I shared with you in the last book, it was like one of the loneliest things I've ever done was write a book. It was so isolating. It was so like, I'd write and be like, is this stupid? Is this X, Y, and Z? Like, we're going to write, have a walk, get out of our head, because we'll probably share those things and then go back and write again. And we won't be stuck in these places of like, this is lonely. This sucks. I'm not even sure about this, where, okay, what is the support that you need? So that's the question over and over, is what could make the thing more fun that you want to do? And what could you do to support the fears? Like, just support all of the fears around it. Most of it is probably just a conversation with someone.
I'm just so grateful for the journey that has brought us to this point. Mm-hmm. And like you said, the first book that taught me a lot of the lessons to be even be able to set this goal and know that it's going to be magical. But for you, for anyone listening, it is just noticing what idea, what big dream, what next goal was on your mind while you were listening to us having this conversation. Mm. And was there a person too that you've not approached about maybe being in an accountability structure or going to a coffee shop and just working together, whatever it can look like? What would make it fun? Mm. What's the goal that comes to your mind? And who's the person possibly that pops into your mind that you've resisted asking or inviting into this vision? Because you could actually be giving them the greatest gift by starting this conversation.
That is so good. I think we can stop there. I am so, so grateful for you. I literally cannot wait to do this. And when I say that, everybody please know, there is a giant part of me that is like, what did I just commit to? And I also can't wait. I just feel like this is going to open up so much, not only for us, but you know that we always take people with us on our journey. So we'll keep you guys posted. I'm sure we'll be doing stories about how stupid we are for doing it.
We'll get to that point.
Yeah, sure. It's going to be great. So sending you guys so much love. And as always, we love to see your biggest takeaways and who is listening. So shoot us a DM. Let us know. Share the podcast. We're obsessed with you. Okay.
Over and out.
Over and out. Gray Squirrel.